boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisbois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Archie scrambles through the front door, clutching a newspaper and plastic bag.
Go on, Hulk. Hulk, chase the mailman.
Leaning against the door, he holds up the shredded paper.
Hey, Edith, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen.
Jeez, I know that. Barney's dog. He's a cross between a cocker spaniel and a rattlesnake.
He joins Edith.
Ooh, what happened to the paper?
I didn't like the morning news, so I bit it.
Oh, Archie, you didn't do that. Your teeth ain't sharp enough.
Here's your bakery.
Oh, good. You got more than I asked you to get.
Yeah, I have plenty.
Good, because we're having company for breakfast.
Company? You ain't never supposed to have company for breakfast.
They go to the dining room.
Ain't supposed to have company no time without at least 2 weeks' notice.
You're gonna love this one. Guess who's coming to breakfast?
A black woman bursts through the kitchen door in a fur coat.
Oh, Jesus, is that who I think it is?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Archie smacks the table with his pork pie hat as Edith runs into the kitchen. The two women stare at one another, then share a warm, bouncing hug. Joining them, Archie grins uncomfortably. Louise turns to Archie.
Remember me?
Yeah, sure, Doris Day.
No, Louise Jefferson.
I know that.
Louise hugs him.
Louise, you look wonderful.
I know. That's just what I was going to say to you. Love what you've done with your hair.
Oh, I ain't done nothing with my hair. I just wash it and dry it and roll it and brush it and comb it and sometimes dye it.
Makes everybody feel so old.
In the dining room.
Take your coat.
It's gorgeous there, gorgeous, Louise. Well, it's nice to see you. Sit down, sit down.
Oh, thank you, Archie.
Not that I want to say anything, Louise, but, you know, a lot of people nowadays, they think it's kind of un-American, you know, to walk around with a lot of dead live animals on your back.
Special for coats.
Jeez, it don't make no difference whether you chase the animals around the ranch or you chase them through the streets of New York. Somebody has got to club the animal to death.
Come on, Louise, have a bear claw.
So, what brings you here, Louise?
Well, our house is ready for renting. All but the drapes, which I'm going to pick up right now. And some people are coming to look at the house. Would you show it to them for me, Edith?
Oh.
Me? Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Wait a minute. She could do that. You could do that.
Please, Edith.
Yeah, she'll do it. Yeah.
Oh, my. I ain't been back next door since Mike and Gloria and Joey left. Oh, my, it's gonna be sad. I'll bet when I walk through the rooms, I'll hear voices.
Stay with us, Lord. That's one of her old-time problems, Louise, you know? Sometimes she hears voices.
What's wrong with that? Sometimes I hear voices, too.
Yeah, but you don't crawl into bed with me at night and tell me what the verses say.
Louise stares at him.
Thank goodness.
Oh,
I must run. Oh, could I take this with me for later?
Oh, yeah, Ike, would you like to take a nice, soft, speckled banana?
No, thanks. All the information you may need will be in this envelope, and here are the keys. And I'll call back later. Now, if anybody wants to rent the house, just call George's secretary.
Oh, ho, ho, secretary. But the man has seven stores. Don't he have seven secretaries?
Only one. He may be rich, but he's still cheap.
Edith and Louise share a hug. Then another. They bounce together happily. Louise hurries out the front door, leaving Edith with the envelope.
Hey, you know, Louise is pretty funny, you know. I love them jokes she's making about George.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you ever try nothing like that. You wouldn't be funny. Uh-huh.
They try walking away, but keep bumping into each other.
We just go around the other way.
They circle around the chairs and bump into each other again.
Sit down in your chair.
Edith sits, but Archie trips over her foot and lands in his armchair.
How did I ever live this long? And you. You know, you nearly blew our chance to pick the new neighbors here and root out the wrong ones.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, you know what I mean, all right. And don't be giving me the long face there. I know what you're thinking up there. I'm some kind of a racist. I ain't. Listen, I'll tell you. That George Jefferson, there's the biggest racist of them all. He hates white people. And listen. There's a lot of guys just like him today, you know. Hey, the world has changed, Edith. This ain't like them old and golden days, you know, of the old South. All the colored people. They love their fine old white folks as back then.
Archie, I'm trying to think of the word you always use. You're talking...
Sense.
Crapola.
Archie scowls at Edith. Later, at the bar, Harry pours a mug of beer for Barney.
Don't tell me what rent means. Everybody knows what rent is. Rent is what we pay the landlord here every month.
I'm trying to tell you that rent in Shakespeare means something else.
He points to a rip.
Like this. Oh, see the rent the envious Casca made.
Who's Casca?
You know, talking to you is like talking to a giant mushroom. That's Shakespeare, you cluck.
Oh, yeah, we studied Shakespeare in high school. I hated it.
You hated Shakespeare?
No, high school.
Young Cassius hath a lean and hungry look. Let me have about me men that are fat.
Archie walks in.
Speaking of which.
Listen, whatever you're talking about there, stop, because I got great news for you.
I know. Alice Faye's in town.
Don't be a wise guy, Barney. Now, listen, the Jefferson house is up for rent, and it's cheap there. It's just been remodelized and everything. And some lucky guy is going to get it, eh?
Why lucky?
You'd be right next door to me. What about some of the guys at the lodge?
Hey, Step Gitnick. He's a nice guy, though he does scream a lot at night.
Why?
His wife punches him around.
Jesus, if I give a woman a name like Step Gitnick, I'd expect to be pushed around myself. Come on, guys, come on, help me, huh? Geez, Edith is showing the place. If we don't come up with a decent tenant, she'll rent the famous Amos or somebody.
Meanwhile, Edith leads a well-dressed white man through the Jefferson's empty house.
It's a positively Dole's house.
Well, you are quite a sales lady, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. I really would love to take it.
Good.
But I'm afraid I'll have to pass. Yeah, I don't think Arthur would like it. He makes all the decisions. Bye.
He blows her a kiss and heads to the door.
Johnny! Bye!
A pretty black woman walks down the stairs.
It's a lovely house. The upstairs is so homey and sunny.
I'm so glad you like it. And Mrs. Lewis,
Mm-hmm.
The back bedroom gets the afternoon sun. Mm-hmm. In the afternoon, when the sun is out. Gloria, that's my daughter. She used to take a sunbath right under the window while she was watching Joey in his sandbox in the backyard. But once, while she was watching Joey, she caught a man watching her. Oh, he don't live around here no more.
Oh, that's good. Well, this seems just right for me. And my husband, Ed, trusts my taste. So it looks like we're going to be neighbors, Mrs. Bunker.
I'm so glad, Mrs. Lewis.
Call me Polly.
You too? Oh, I mean, I don't mean that you should call me Paul. I mean that I should call you Polly, and you should call me Edith. That's what I mean. Do you see what I mean?
Okay, Polly. I mean Edith. You know, if your husband and my husband get along half as well as you and I do, well, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Edith bites her fingernail. At the kitchen table.
Yeah, that's right.
Stephanie does her homework.
No, it's not.
Archie walks in.
Hi there, kiddo. What are you doing, your homework?
I'm stuck on my arithmetic.
Oh, well, hey, that used to be my best subject there. I'm unstuck here. What's your problem?
A and B are in a race. A is running 4 miles an hour and started 2 hours before B, who is running twice as fast as A. How long will it take B to catch up with A?
B will never catch up with A.
Why not?
Listen, when I was going to school, B was trying to catch A. And if B ain't caught A up to now, I bet you'd like to have a beer with me, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you one. When B catches A.
He opens the fridge.
We got new neighbors.
Oh, the new neighbors. Did you get a look at them?
I saw the lady.
Yeah? Well, what's she like?
She's nice.
Yeah, I mean, what's she look like?
She's pretty.
I mean, what kind of a color is she?
Stephanie considers.
A regular color.
Well, swell, why didn't you say so? That's what we want around there.
Archie sets down his beer.
Oh, no, you don't.
Then takes it from Stephanie's hand.
The hell, the whole world has to be the path of my doorbell. Damn. I ain't selling mouse traps.
He opens the door for Polly.
Oh, Mr. Bunker?
And if you are selling magazines, nobody in this house knows how to read.
I'm not selling anything. I'm from next door.
Oh, you're working there, huh?
You think I'm the maid, don't you?
His eyes widen.
Well, what else could you be? I mean to say that.
I'm your new neighbor, Polly Lewis. How do you do?
She extends her hand.
Oh, you two are neighbors. That's good. Come on in, Polly. This is my husband, Archie. Archie, this is Polly Lewis, our
new neighbor. Yeah, I know. I just made a mistake here, Reed. It's your fault. I took her for the maid next door. How stupid of me.
Oh, yeah.
He glares at Edith, who covers her mouth.
I wish I were the maid. Then I wouldn't have to do windows.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have to do the windows. Yeah, well, that's a good one there. Hey, excuse me. I just got to go inside and kill the kid.
He stomps to the kitchen.
Was you cleaning your ass before?
He sits beside Stephanie.
Hey. Just what exactly is your idea of a regular color?
A color you see all the time.
At at the front door.
You're gonna be hungry doing all that work, so I'm gonna bring you some sandwiches over later.
Oh,
don't worry
you.
About food.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Polly leaves, and Archie mopes back into the living room.
Ain't she nice?
He flounces mockingly, then waves her off.
Ain't she nice?
He flops into his armchair.
Hands off the chair.
What's the matter?
Listen. You know that I always been a fair-minded guy.
Edith raises her eyebrows.
Listen. I accept that we're living in a country where democracy has got us by the throats. Right. I admit that people got a right to be where they want to be. But does that always have to be next door to me?
The Jeffersons live next door to you.
That's right. And I done my bit with the Jeffersons. How often does a guy have to prove that he ain't prejudiced?
Polly is such a nice person.
Oh, but so was Louise Jefferson. But look at George. George Jefferson. How would you like to have another George living next door to you?
We ain't gonna have another George living next door to us.
And how do you know that?
Because her husband's name is Ed.
Archie covers his face.
Archie, don't worry. Nice women have nice husbands.
Don't judge the whole world by your case. God, what's the sense of talking to you? You never get what I mean. Listen, you know damn well there's certain things about me I ain't never gonna change. But you're asking me to make out like I'm gonna...
That's right.
He slumps down. Next door, a black man with a holstered gun walks down the stairs.
The house looks great, Polly. Couldn't have picked a better one myself.
I knew you'd like it. And wait until you meet our neighbor, Edith Bunker. She's a lovely person.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about Mr. Bunker?
Edith tells the most wonderful stories. I love to hear her talk.
Yeah, but how about Mr. Bunker?
Well, you remember the TV show Roots?
Yeah.
You remember the man with the whip?
Yeah.
Same guy, no whip.
Oh, God.
But you're gonna have to meet him sometime, so when you do, please, Ed, be nice.
Well, why not? I hated him in Roots, but I'll give him a second chance.
That must be Edith.
Polly heads to the door.
Oh, here I am.
You. Edith Bunker, I'd like you to meet my husband, Ed Lewis.
How do you do, Mr. Lewis?
Well, it's a pleasure, Mrs. Bunker. How are you?
Thank you.
Polly opens the door for Archie.
Venus, how are you going to be eating sandwiches over here? I thought I'd bring over some beer for you to wash them down with.
Thank you. Come in.
Yeah, thank you. Well, come in.
Oh, hello, Archie.
Don't let me, Archie,
this is Polly's husband, Ed. Ed, this is my husband, Archie.
Yeah, well, how do you do? And I want to welcome you here to the neighborhood there. It was a friend.
Ed.
Okay, hey.
He pretends to smack it into his head.
Ah, hey, Jeanette Rebbe.
Well, come sit down. We don't have any chairs, but we do have a great window seat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, many's the time when my family was there, we'd all be out at their window seat there.
He spots Ed's holstered gun.
Holy cow. Well, as we was walking over, I couldn't help but glance at the fact there that you're wearing a rod. Do you ever use that in your line of work?
Oh, once in a while. I sure hate pulling that trigger, though.
You do,
I hate spilling blood. They make us account for every bullet.
Archie cups his mouth.
You mean the mob is running short of money?
The city is. I'm with the police. I'm a detective.
Who could have known there, eh? Hey, Edith, guess what I just figured out over here? The man is with the city police department. He's a detective, huh?
Hey, wow, I like that. Sandwich.
Hey, well, it's great to have the law living right next door. Hey, oh, listen, being as you're a detective, see, and you're our new next-door neighbor, I wonder if I could ask whether there might be some possibility in the future that there would be an outside chance of maybe fixing the ticket.
Ed purses his lips.
You see, I got an open garbage can wrap hanging over me.
I'm in vice.
Vice? Well, don't vice cover open garbage cans?
No. Let's do.
Told you so. Put a lid on it.
Have you had it?
No, I haven't.
Those are ham and cheese.
I've been glassing down there.
They all sit together in the bay window. Archie sticks out his tongue, and Edith wipes his face with a napkin. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Janet McLaughlin, Polly Lewis. Richard Ward, Ed Lewis. Special appearance Isabel Sanford as Louise Jefferson. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions, Incorporated.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.